The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus prayed for his disciples, and then he said, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. So the phrase that has been following me around this week is this: a quest to be faithful to the sacrament of the present moment. Let that kind of sink in. A quest to be faithful to the sacrament of the present moment. I found curiosity and wonder and even some awe woven into that phrase in my heart during the week. Our gospel today is truly one of those moments for Jesus. All of chapter 17 in the Gospel of John is referred to as Jesus' farewell discourse. And he gives it to us, the entire chapter, in the form of prayer. Now, last Thursday was the Feast of the Ascension, where Jesus is lifted up to heaven. Sometimes we move those lessons to this Sunday, but the idea of listening to this prayer and Jesus' voice of farewell seemed equally as valuable at this time in your transition year. I've come to recognize the various seasons of transition, as well as studied the research on the cycles and stages of transitions. But in a church setting, transitions become a truly holy journey based in the heart of a community, and yet expressed through the individuals who make up that community in a variety of ways. This past week, I heard one of your faithful and very wise leaders say, "We are a patient church, but I think we're recognizing that we don't do change as well as we thought we did." Such a human perspective for all of humanity. But I also thought in that moment, that was a sacrament of the present moment. And in this present moment, for all of us, some of us, we have to recognize, are still in the process of letting go, an important step in a grief process, but one that, quite frankly, truly eventually opens up acceptance in a very deep way and points us toward a turning point. And every turning point in our lives becomes that sacrament of a present moment. Some of you also are in that place of transition where you are weary of those changes and that song that we just sang, and the voice of Jesus talking about the weariness is true. like the Israelites were in the promised land in that beginning time, and actually decided they wanted to go back to the comforts they'd found in Egypt. But they realized that wasn't going to be an option. And yet, wherever you are on this journey of transition toward a new life, you are here together right now in this present moment, all of us. This morning will be simple. I will offer you a reminder of why we are here. And I will also offer you the fullness of this prayer spoken in Jesus' voice. And what I find is that this phrase I offered, a quest to be faithful to the sacrament of the present moment, is truly the foundation of both of these. So I'm going to read just a little bit from the Book of Common Prayer that tells us about sacraments. You too can find any of these words. You don't have to do it now. I'm going to read them to you. It's called the Outline of Faith, and there's all kinds of wonderful information in there. It says, what are the sacraments? And I really want you've heard this before, I'm sure, but I want you to really listen in this moment, in this present moment. The sacraments are outward and visible signs of an inward and spiritual grace given by Christ as sure and certain means by which we receive grace. So that begs the question, what is grace? Grace is God's favor towards us, unearned and undeserved. By grace, God forgives our sins, enlightens our minds, stirs up our hearts, and strengthens our wills. And what are the two great sacraments of the gospel? They are Holy Baptism and Holy Eucharist. Now, you can find answers about Holy Baptism and Holy Eucharist, but today it is about the sacrament of this present moment in this community of faith. Such a gift. We are drawn into those sacraments, into God's grace given to us freely, abundantly, in these holy moments we spend together. No judgment, no determining what or who is right or wrong. God meets us here in this present moment with a wideness of love that God hopes will spill into the rest of our lives through the grace we walk away with out those doors into the next present moment. It's up to us whether we make those moments and see them as sacred or not. But that's why I think listening to Jesus' farewell prayer is important today. God gives us leaders, both lay and ordained, for specific seasons of our lives. And Jesus knew he was only the beginning, and that the leaders in front of him who were listening intently, his disciples, and the leaders who would then follow after those disciples, that's all of us, would come to the moment of a similar prayer in the future. In this prayer, you will hear Jesus praying for himself, for his disciples, and for us. So I offer you chapter 17 of the Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said these things. Then, raising his eyes in prayer, he said, Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son,
so the sun in turn may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. This is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorified you on earth by completing down to the last detail what you assigned me to do. And now, Father, glorify me with your very own splendor, the very splendor I had in your presence before there was a world. I spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me. They were yours in the first place. Then you gave them to me, and they have now done what you said. They know now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them, and they took it and were convinced that I came from you. They believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the God-rejecting world, but for those you gave me. For they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours and yours mine, and my life is on display in them. For I'm no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so that they can be one heart and mind, as we are one heart and mind. As long as I was with them, I guarded them in the pursuit of the life you gave through me. I even posted a night watch, and not one of them got away, except for the rebel bent on destruction, the exception that proved the rule of Scripture. Now, I'm returning to you. I'm saying these things in the world's hearing so my people can experience my joy completed in them. I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they didn't join the world's ways, just as I didn't join the world's ways. I'm not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you guard them from the evil one. They are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I'm consecrating myself for their sakes, so that they'll be truth consecrated in their mission. I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me because of them and their witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and one mind, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I gave them, so that they'll be as unified and together as we are, I in them and you in me. Then they'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you've sent me and loved them in the same way you've loved me. Father, I want those you gave me to be with me right where I am, so that they can see my glory, the splendor you gave me, having loved me long before there ever was a world. Righteous Father, the world has never known you, but I have known you, and these disciples know that you sent me on this mission, and I have made your very being known to them, who you are and what you do, and continue to make it known, so that your love for me might be in them exactly as I am in them. And then Jesus said, Amen.